you are able. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Proceeding from the mouth of the Most High, pervading and permeating all creation, mightily ordering all things, come and teach us the way of prudence.
A reading from the Wisdom of Ben Sirach. I came forth from the mouth of the Most High and covered the earth like a mist. I dwelt in high places, and my throne was in a pillar of cloud. A reading from the Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom reaches mightily from one end of the earth to the other, and she orders all things well. And a reading from 1 Corinthians. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks demand wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O wisdom, O holy word of God, and come and open the gates of heaven for your people, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Come the wisdom from on high, who orders all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go.
The house of Israel, who appeared to Moses in the burning bush, and gave him the law on Sinai. come with an outstretched arm and redeem us.
From Exodus. Say therefore to the people of Israel, I am Yahweh. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from the slavery to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. From Micah. But you, O Bethlehem Ephratah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you all shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler of Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord and ruler of all, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and be saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Of Jesse, standing as an ensign before the peoples, before whom all kings are mute, to whom the nations will do homage. Come quickly to deliver us.
Reading from Isaiah. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. In that day the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. For he grew up before him like a young plant, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form or majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. From Habakkuk. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O root of Jesse, and come among us with mighty help. And because we are sorely hindered by our sins, let your bountiful grace and mercy speedily help and deliver us. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Scepter of the house of Israel, you open and no one can close. You close and no one can open. Come and rescue the prisoners who are in darkness and in the shadow of death.
A reading from the Psalms. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons, for they had rebelled against the words of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and burst their bonds apart. From Isaiah. And I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. He shall open and none shall shut. He shall shut, and none shall open. And I will fasten him like a peg in a secure place, and he will become a throne of honor to his father's house. And they will hang on him the whole honor of his father's house, the offspring and issue. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. I will give you as a covenant for the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O King of David, and come and look graciously upon the household of God, that it may be prepared for that kingdom where there shall be no more sin, nor sorrow, nor pain, but all shall be light and life in the Holy Spirit. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
From Isaiah, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, and those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. From Malachi, for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. From Luke, and you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sun shall visit us from on high to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. And from Hebrews, he is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O day spring from on high, and come. Rise in our hearts and enlighten us with your brightness of your coming, that we who rejoice in the sure word of your promise may not be confounded at your coming in glory. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
This verse of gloomy
O King of the nations, the ruler they long for, the cornerstone uniting all people, come and save us all, whom you formed out of clay.
A reading from Genesis. Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. From Isaiah. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am the one who has laid as a foundation in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be in haste. From the Psalms. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. From Ephesians. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O King of the nations, and come, that they who trust in your mercy may speedily be delivered from all adversity. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Save us, O Lord our God.
From Isaiah. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. From Genesis. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Emmanuel, and come. Hear our prayers and lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
May Christ, the Son of Righteousness, shine upon you and scatter the darkness from before your path. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Amen.